WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom for a more focused, resilient life. Today, we're diving into something that feels like a universal struggle. Clutter. Not just the physical kind in your apartment or inbox, but the mental clutter, the constant buzzing anxieties, and the overwhelm that can make even simple tasks feel impossible. Ever felt like you're constantly juggling a million things, running on fumes, and barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when deadlines loom, notifications ping every 5 seconds, and your to-do list seems longer than War and Peace? Well, friend, I'm here to tell you there's a better way, a simpler way. Today, we're talking about simplifying your life to reduce stress. It's not about becoming a minimalist hermit living off the grid, although, if that floats your boat, more power to you. It's about making conscious choices to declutter your life and create space for what truly matters. Think of it like cleaning out your mental closet, getting rid of all the stuff you don't need anymore, making room for the things that bring you joy, peace, and a sense of accomplishment. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you simplify and reclaim your sanity. 1. Identify your time thieves. We all have those sneaky time suckers lurking in our day scrolling through social media, getting sucked into unproductive meetings, or constantly checking emails that could wait. Seriously, who even knows how many hours we waste on things that don't really add value to our lives? The first step is to become aware of these time vampires and consciously choose how you spend your precious minutes. Think of it like a budget for your time allocated wisely. 2. Learn the power of no. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you powerful. It allows you to protect your time, energy, and focus on what truly matters. Remember that saying no is not a complete sentence. You can always offer alternatives or suggest a different time. This takes practice, I get it. But trust me, the freedom that comes from setting boundaries is worth it. 3. Embrace minimalism where it makes sense. Now, I'm not talking about becoming Marie Kondo obsessed and throwing away everything you own. But think about what truly adds value to your life, both physically and digitally. Can you declutter your workspace, your inbox, or even your social media feeds? Sometimes, less is truly more. 4. Schedule downtime seriously. You wouldn't skip meals or sleep, right? Then why do we often neglect our downtime? Schedule it in, just like any other important appointment, a walk in the park, reading a book, a relaxing bath. This isn't about being lazy. It's about recharging your batteries and coming back refreshed and ready to tackle whatever life throws you away. 5. Practice mindfulness. You know that feeling when you're so caught up in your thoughts that you miss the beauty around you. That's where mindfulness comes in, bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your surroundings, and appreciating the little things. It can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths, savoring a cup of coffee, or just listening to the birds chirping. These small moments of awareness can make a big difference in reducing stress and finding peace amidst the chaos. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to be constantly stressed juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and social events. She felt like she was drowning in a sea of chaos and her anxiety levels were through the roof. One day, she decided to take a step back and simplify things. She started by decluttering her workspace, scheduling regular downtime for walks in nature, and saying no to commitments that didn't truly align with her values. Slowly but surely, the stress began to melt away. Sarah rediscovered the joy of being present, enjoying simple pleasures, and feeling a sense of control over her life again. And guess what? She's not the only one. Simplifying your life isn't about becoming a hermit or living with less. It's about intentionally choosing what brings you value and joy while letting go of the things that drain your energy. Remember, you have the power to create a life that is both meaningful and manageable. So, here's your call to action. What's one small thing you can do today to simplify your life? Maybe it's decluttering your inbox, saying no to a non-essential commitment, or scheduling 30 minutes for a mindful walk. Take that step and watch how even small changes can create a ripple effect of positivity in your life. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Keep listening, keep sharing, and keep building a more fulfilling life, one day at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.